Flash floods sweep away cars, cut roads to villages in northern China. Flash flooding swept away vehicles through Quanzhen County in northern China on July 12th, with footage showing cars spinning, colliding, and being carried downstream by fast-moving water. In one video recorded shortly after 10 p.m., an unidentified local woman said the first floor of her home had been submerged and the area had lost power, forcing her to light candles. She said she saw people struggling in the water, but was unable to help them. "It's terrifying. Send rescuers quickly," she repeated as several vehicles were swept away and floodwater rose nearly to the top of the pumps at a gas station across the street. The Epoch Times could not independently confirm her account or determine what happened to those she described. Other videos shot by local residents showed streets turned into turbulent streams, washing away vehicles piling against one another, some with their hazard lights still flashing, and muddy water surging through built-up areas of the mountainous county in Hebei province. State media CCTV reported that rain associated with Typhoon Bavi triggered flash flooding that damaged roads and cut transportation to 9 villages across 4 township-level areas, trapping more than 1,800 residents. Daytime footage on July 13th from Zibingjiao, one of the 9 villages, showed homes and roads still submerged. CCTV reported that water had entered every home in the village, with floodwater about 6 feet deep and nearly two-thirds of some single-story houses underwater. A villager said that water began entering homes roughly 10 minutes after heavy rain started on the night of July 12th, leaving residents without enough time to evacuate. Many climbed onto their roofs to escape the rising water. The state media report said no one was killed or injured in Zibingjiao. CCTV did not provide casualty information for the other 8 villages or address what happened to people who local residents said were inside vehicles swept away during the flooding. CCTV said the village sits beside the Bao River and that heavy rain farther upstream in Pingquan caused river water and rainwater to flow into villages in Quancheng. A local business owner surnamed Xiao said floodwater rose above 6 feet and damaged her store. Public reports did not provide a countywide count of damaged homes, businesses, vehicles, or roads. China Weather Network reported that Typhoon Bavi transported moisture into northern China, where it combined with cold air to produce heavy rain. Quancheng and nearby Qianxi County had recorded more than 4 inches of rain over 6 hours on July 11th, during an earlier stage of the weather system. As of publication, the Quancheng County government's website carried no report about the flooding. No public report from local police, fire, emergency, or health authorities had addressed whether people were inside the vehicles shown being carried away by flood or whether they were rescued.